Crime Does Not Pay.
You heard me, Pop. Pay off.
I pay nothing, loafer.
Kick him, Pop, if you know what's good for you. $5. Fork him over.
$5? Where do I get $5? From cigarettes? From penny candy? From nickel ice cream?
Cut out the sob stuff. For the last time, make with a dough.
Blood from a stone you cannot get.
Yeah, but I can get plate glass from a store window.
No, you loafer, don't touch not my window.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear Rough Customers, starring John Shelton. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring John Shelton as Mickey Brooks in Rough Customer. It was hardly a prepossessing neighborhood. The buildings were the usual mixture, compounded of warehouses, small factories, and sagging tenements, crisscrossed by refuse-ridden alleys and twisting streets, their gutters running unnameable litter. Here Mickey Brooks was born. Here he grew up. His playgrounds, the dirty backyards, and the crowded streets. His companions, the too wise, too sure young hoodlums who peopled the occasional pool parlors when the weather denied them their favorite street corners. It was from their talk, their example, that Mickey learned the line they used on the girls and the tricks he perpetrated on hard-working people like Pop Peters, who owned and ran the candy store which Mickey frequented.
Hiya, Pop.
Oh, you again.
Sure, why not? I like it here.
So what do you want? Cigarette for 2 cents? Piece of candy for a penny?
Just a nickel phone call, Pop. I mean a dime phone call. Thanks for the use of the hall. Hiya, baby. What's on the front burner for tonight?
Oh, hello, Mickey.
You recognize me, huh, Nancy, baby?
Naturally, Mickey.
You better, kid. You got any idea what happens to characters who cut into my time?
Please, Mickey, I hate it when you talk like that.
I was only kidding, honey. Now, do we have a date tonight or do we not?
I suppose so.
You don't sound very anxious. Now, there's a little redhead over in Bedford.
There isn't any redhead and you know we have a date.
Just checking, baby. What do you want to do?
Well, there's a swell double over at the Picks. I thought maybe if you want to.
Meaning if I got the price? I got it, sugar. But if I didn't have it, I'd know where to get it. Now, you stand by with the glad rags on, kid. I'll be over after a while.
I'm very sorry, lady, but in this neighborhood, fancy flavors ice cream don't move quick enough.
What's the matter, Pop? Did you lose a customer because you ain't got banana maple in the freezer?
So this is your business, too?
Well, it's just a little friendly question. Me, I go for chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate. And for my cigarettes, too. Now, you put it back, or on the counter, you put 21 cents.
What are you talking about? I didn't take nothing.
When you came out from the phone booth, you reached behind the counter. I see. Blind, I'm not. Not when you're in my store.
Yeah, so I'm a thief now, eh, Pop?
Not only now, but always. Since the big boys used to send you in here when you were a little kid. You should steal chewing gum and candy when I'm looking someplace else.
Pop, I don't like you talking that way about me. Don't I always use your phone booth?
Oh, sure. This is a profit I can live without. Put back the cigarette.
Let go of my wrist.
Big as you are, I let go when you put back the cigarette.
Okay. There's your lousy butt.
And you don't have to come here no more, you loafer.
Yeah, well, none of the gang will come in here either.
That's fine. My life will be a lot easier, believe me.
Smart guy. Put back the cigarettes. That's going to cost him. Well, well, well. Now, who left a brick in the street? For me, huh? Very neat. Very neat. What's worth more to that old dope? A pack of butts or a plate glass window? What's the matter, baby? You scared?
I guess so. I hate coming home late at night.
With me around, you're scared?
I can't help it. The neighborhood is...
Well, you live here, Nancy, remember?
It's different when people are up.
Oh, there's lots of guys up right now.
I know.
Nobody bothers my girl.
I am your girl, Mickey?
Oh, listen, baby, you and me, we're going places, see?
I hope so. But where?
Well, I know so. We're going to be in the chips, kids. You just stick with Mick. You'll see.
That's what you always say, Mickey, but you haven't even got a job.
What if I haven't got a job? What am I going to do? Save dough on 40 per if I'm lucky?
Other fellows do it.
Yeah. Yeah, the kids are running loose all over the neighborhood. And do they have any fun?
I don't know, maybe. Do we?
Well, don't we?
I suppose we do.
We're only starting, kids. You just wait till we get out of this crummy town. We'll...
Mickey, pop Peter's window, look.
Yeah, what about it?
It's all boarded up.
Well, that's what they always do with busted windows. So people don't cut themselves reaching in to swipe the stuff inside.
Funny Pop's window broken like that.
Somebody must have hit it with a brick.
Why? Pop never hurt anybody in his life.
Oh, you never know. Maybe he said no to the wrong guy.
Mickey, you did it.
Yeah, what if I did?
Aw, Mickey, what for?
I phoned you from his place. Then I asked him if I could borrow a pack of butts till tomorrow. He said no. We argued and I got mad.
Borrow a pack?
So what? As long as I can remember, all of us been going in there. Wouldn't have hurt him to let me have a pack.
But you had the money to pay him.
What's that got to do with it?
And you didn't ask him, did you? Did you, Mickey?
Okay, so I took the pack. So what? The old dope threw me out. Told me not to come back. I got sore.
What if he calls the cops?
Cops? In this neighborhood? That's a laugh. Anybody calls the cops gets more busted than windows.
Mickey, what are we going to do? How are we going to get away from here?
I told you now, didn't I? Come on, let's walk.
As long as we stay here, it'll get worse and worse, Mickey. Don't you see?
No, do you?
Oh, don't get sore, Mickey. Only sometimes I feel like if we don't get away from here, something awful will happen to you inside.
Nothing's going to happen, baby. Forget it.
I can't because I love you, Mickey.
Hey, you say that like it was a funeral or something.
Maybe it is.
Whose baby?
Maybe mine. I know you're wrong, Mickey. Wrong and bad, maybe, but I love you, so I make excuses for you. I do anything you want me to.
Okay, sugar. That's all you gotta do. Now, come on, give me a kiss. Forget this whole deal. Except that you're my girl, understand? You're Mickey's girl. Oh, that's going to mean plenty, kid. You can put your dough across the board on that. Hey, that's a nice new window you got there, Pop.
Out. Out. I told you,
you
I
want
don't
to keep
want...
that window, don't you, Pop? Okay. It's $5 today and every Tuesday from now on.
What? You get nothing. Out.
You heard me, Pop. Pay off.
I pay nothing, you loafer.
Kick in, Pop. If you know what's good for you, $5. Fork him over.
$5? Where do I get $5? From the cigarettes? From penny candy? From nickel ice cream?
Cut out that sob stuff for the last time. Make with the dough.
Blood you cannot get from a stone.
No, what I can get? Plate glass from a store window.
No, no, you loafer. Don't touch. Not my new window.
Okay, price has gone up, Pop. It's $10 now.
I'll call the police. I'm going to tell the insurance company.
You tell the insurance company what goes on around here and you'll get no insurance.
I'm telling you, I'll call the police.
Oh, stop it. You couldn't prove nothing. Your word against mine. And I'll have 10 witnesses say I was someplace else.
You...
$10, please. Or else, this time, from the inside of the store. Look, I brought the brick with me.
Mickey, no. $10 I don't have.
Okay, Pop, you said it. It's too bad. That's such a nice piece of glass. You had enough, Pop? You know, I'm getting pretty bored with all this. 5 windows in 10 days. Now, how much glass can I break for you?
Enough already.
What's the matter? The insurance company not paying off?
You know everything, huh?
Yeah, I know where you can get insurance. Against busted windows.
You know? Where?
From me. $10 every Tuesday.
I don't make a living no more.
Well, when the joint's boarded up, you make less.
All right. I'll pay. There.
Well, at last. I'll tell you what, Pop. You're my first customer. Sample for the neighborhood. Now, when Sauer the Butcher and Keene's Drugstore and Crockett's Grocery Store start to pay off, I'll cut you down to $5 a week. You can't say Mickey Brook don't give his customers a break. Take a look, Nancy, baby. Take a good look.
Mickey, all that money.
Go on. Count it.
But I don't...
Count it, baby. Count it.
Wait. Mickey, $200.
Yeah, and that's only 1 week's take. How am I doing, kid?
How, Mickey? How?
I'm in the insurance business.
What are you insuring people for?
No, against, baby. You insure against. Me, I insure against breakage. Windows... Arms, legs, heads even.
I don't understand. Maybe I don't want to understand.
Don't bother your pretty little head, beautiful. I'll make it. You just spend it.
$200 a week.
Yeah, and that's only the beginning. Next week is going to be $400. If I don't get more customers, I'll ante up the suckers I got. And baby, you just wait till I get into the life insurance racket. That'll be something.
It's too late, isn't it?
Too late. What are you talking about?
No use. You wouldn't understand. I guess there's no chance anymore.
Hey, you trying to tell me we're through?
No. That I'll never tell you, I guess. I'm stuck, I suppose. I'll just go along with you. Whatever happens.
You bet you will. Oh, boy, what a ride it's going to be. Nancy, baby, next month we're heading south for a vacation. Miami, maybe. I got an idea for a racket down there that's really big. Big dough. Oh, it's time for a vacation, baby. And time those joints where the money is heard of Mickey Brooks. And are they going to hear from me?
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Rough Customer. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring John Shelton as Mickey Brooks in Rough Customer. Mickey planned the vacation with care. First, he chose the places: Miami, Hot Springs, and then Sun Valley. After that came wardrobe. For himself, Mickey bought little. But where Nancy was concerned, Mickey was more than generous. The pretty girl from his neighborhood blossomed forth with the proper clothes, hairdo, jewelry, and so on, as a lovely and highly attractive young woman. Mickey was pleased. After all, Nancy and Nancy's looks were an investment, a part of the plan. The fact that Nancy went along with the plan reluctantly was of no concern to Mickey. He gave his instructions and considered them obeyed.
It was this blind obedience which brought Nancy into the company of Dorothy Hill and her husband in one of the luxurious nightclubs in Miami Beach.
You've no idea, Mrs. Hill, how grateful I am to you and Mr. Hill.
Whatever for, darling?
For taking my time off my hands. It's so dull just waiting, and a girl can't go places like this alone.
If I were your fiancé, Nancy, dear, I'd hurry and get down here. A girl like you doesn't have to be alone here any longer than she wants to be.
A girl like me?
Don't you know your own power, darling?
My power?
You are naive, dear. Well, your charm is completely adorable. You dress beautifully. Your jewelry's in perfect taste.
Oh, it's nothing like yours, Mrs. Hill.
Oh, Nancy. When you're married to this long-awaited fiancé of yours, as long as I'm married to Joe, your bracelets will be wider and your rings bigger. For now, you're perfect.
Aren't you nervous wearing so much?
Everything's insured. Joe always says I didn't buy you all those presents so they could sit in a dark old vault.
Just like a man.
Exactly. And it's just like a man to have met a couple of cronies and gone off to the bar for a drink. Oh, I'm tired of this place. Let's pick up Joe and move on.
Oh, all right, if you want to.
Come along, then. Don't forget your purse, dear.
No, I won't forget it.
Pardon me, please. Would you let us through, please? Thank you. Well, the air's almost fresh out here.
It does seem smoky in there. Where's Mr. Hill?
Just as I thought. In the bar. I caught his eyes. We went past. He'll be along now. He knows what to do when I give him the high sign.
I don't understand.
You're not married yet, darling. He'll pay the check and come after us.
Then we'll wait right here, won't we?
Nancy, dear, you're white as a ghost.
But it's just the smoke and all.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Come along.
Where?
Well, outside, of course, isn't fresh air.
No, I'd rather not.
No arguments, darling. Come on now. Now, isn't this better?
I guess so.
Of course it is. You know, sometimes I wonder why Joe and I spend so much time in places like this.
Funny, I wonder where the doorman is.
Oh, probably tired of carrying around all that gold braid and went to rest his feet. Or he's parking his car for someone, I thought. Oh, you startled me.
Sorry, lady. You too, miss. Now, if you'll both just let me have your bags and jewelry.
Nancy, quick. It's a holdup.
Shut up, lady. I mean business, so does this.
You wouldn't dare shoot.
Maybe not, but this way the butt is just as dangerous. If anybody wants to keep her looks.
I won't.
Oh, give him the jewelry, please. Oh, please. You said it's insured. Here's mine.
Thanks, kid. It's peanuts compared to what she's wearing. Come on, give me those earrings.
Oh, you don't have to hurt me.
I hate dames like you. Come here, the rocks.
My husband, in a minute he'll be... Oh.
You don't need those now. You can't wear rocks on a broken arm.
Oh, Mickey.
Shut up, you.
Help.
Okay, lady. That's one arm. Now I want the stuff on the other.
Take it. Take it all. Oh, my arm. My arm.
That's a good girl. No fighting now. You can't win. Good. That's the whole caboodle. Now, so she won't yell. Good enough. I'll take care of you for a while. Let's go, Nancy, baby. The car's around the corner like I planned. Nancy, honey, that was a cinch. A lead pipe cinch. We got 50 grand easy in my pockets. Not counting your stuff. Baby, I gotta hand it to you. You look so scared, nobody believed you knew what was coming. Oh, we done 53 miles already. They'll never find us. Hey, what's the matter? You lost your tongue?
No. Just tired.
Oh, you want your own pretties back again?
No, not now.
Would you like one of the dames to wear yourself sometime?
No, Mick.
Okay. You know, I'm wondering, Should we stash the stuff for a while or break it up and give it to a fence right away?
I don't know.
Well, there's plenty of time to decide that. How's about a kiss to celebrate it?
No, don't touch me.
Hey, what gives there?
Nothing.
Oh, come on, don't give me that. It's been almost 2 hours now. Give out, baby.
There's nothing to say.
There better be. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Give, baby.
You hit that poor woman.
Poor woman with 50 grand in ice hanging on her?
You hit her.
So I should leave her yelling?
And you enjoyed it. You enjoyed hurting her.
Well, why not? It's her. It's her kind that...
You're cruel, Mickey. I knew you were, but I never thought you'd like hitting people just to hurt them.
Ah, grow up. You got any idea what'll happen to us if we ever get ourselves caught?
It might finish the whole thing anyway. Well, why are you stopping?
Because you're scared to death, baby. And you don't know what you're talking about. And you need a little sample, honey.
Mickey.
Come on now. Give us that kiss, honey. Nobody will see us parked here, not even the cops. You need to be reminded. Reminded that Mickey goes for you, baby. You go for Mickey. Come here. How's that, sugar? You feel better?
Oh, Mickey. Mickey, I can't help myself. I just can't.
How do your friends like hot springs, Nancy, baby?
All right, I guess.
And does dear Mrs. Richmond intend wearing any sparklers?
She's got them. I saw them today.
While you were in the rooms?
Yeah.
Well?
They like me, Mickey, but it'll take a little time yet.
They're waiting for my fiancé gag working with them?
They're younger than the Rosses. Right now, they just like me because they have a friend of Tom's here, and I make the fourth.
Well, get busy, baby. We want a big job here, and then straight across the country to Sun Valley. So hurry up, baby. I don't like waiting. What's holding up the works, Nancy?
Leela doesn't wear much jewelry. She just has it.
Oh, quit the stalling. It's been 2 weeks now.
I'm not stalling.
Cut the comedy, kid. You're getting too friendly with these jokers.
Mickey.
Now, don't give me that. It starts with Mr. and Mrs. Richmond, and now it's Tom and Leela. You got a job to do.
I'm doing it, Mickey. You know that.
You're doing it too slow, do you hear me? Now get busy. Get going. I want to hightail it out of here. No later than the end of this week, understand?
Isn't this a nice party? Isn't it, Tom? Nancy?
Yes, it is. You sure look terrific, all dolled up with sparklers like a Christmas tree.
I did it for Nancy.
For Nancy? How come?
Nancy loves jewelry. She wanted to see me wearing it.
I must say I have very good taste in time.
Tom, Leela. Leela, take it off.
But I don't understand.
But Leela just said that you wanted it.
I'm sorry, but you've got to listen to me, Tom. You've read about holdups, and it's so late. Couldn't you leave it with the manager in his safe until tomorrow morning?
I suppose so, but why all of a sudden?
Don't ask me why. It's just... I think you're two of the nicest people I ever met, so please, please, for me, Leela, leave the diamonds in the manager's safe.
Okay, turn off the waterworks.
I can't.
Turn them off or you'll get something to cry about.
Yes, I'll try, Mickey.
Okay, now. What happened?
Nothing.
Where'd she leave the rocks?
In her room.
You're lying. I saw the three of you leave the hotel. The dame was loaded with ice. Where'd she leave the stuff?
Well, Tom made her leave it in the last club, in the safe. He was worried it was so late.
Yeah, well, how'd he happen to get worried, baby?
How should I know?
You sure you didn't worry him?
Of course not. Why should I?
I don't know why, but I think you warned him.
Mickey, cross my heart.
I think you warned him.
No, Mickey, for heaven's sake.
For all I know, you told him about me, too.
Mickey, keep away from me.
You did, didn't you? You did, didn't you?
Oh, no.
You spilled your lousy guts, didn't you? I took you out of the gutter, made a lady out of you, gave you everything you got. All I get is the old double cross from the original weak sister. I ought to finish you, but I ain't gonna waste the lead. From here on in, Mickey Brooks is on his own. I'll see you in Sun Valley. I don't think.
God, it's still... don't care what happens to me. Should have long ago. Oh, absolutely. Oh, Mickey. Operator, police, help. I want police. Get them. I can give them. Mickey Brooks.
Fine does not pay. John Shelton, who was starred as Mickey Brooks in Rough Customer, will be back with you in just a moment. Now here in person is John Shelton.
This was a brutal story with its roots in the usual place, the brutalizing environment of the slums. It seems clear, to me at any rate, that men like Mickey Brooks will remain in our midst, will continue to grow from bad boys to bad men until we clear away those eyesores of our great cities, the slums with their festering filth that spawns unnecessary evil. This will cost huge sums, it's true, but try to add the cost over the past generations in blood, pain, and even taxes for police protection. Try that, and you will see that for us, as well as for the criminal, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark C. Lowe, with music composed and conducted by John Gart. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. This is Bob Williams speaking.